Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are positioning RFK Jr. as a spoiler paid by Trump. He's a Trump operative. He's the new Russian conspiracy guy. He's the new Putin, the new bad guy of the Democratic, former Democrat and the Democratic Party. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yeah, they want you to believe that RFK in the mix means Trump could possibly win. No, let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Trump can win whether RFK's in there, whether JFK, whether BFK. It don't matter. KFC. It doesn't matter who's in the race. Donald Trump beats Joe Biden. Just like he did in 2020, except this time they can't pencil whip him. They can't bot whip him. They can't electronically whip him. They can't Dominion whip him. They can't get him. Donald Trump is impervious. For two reasons. One, because of Joe Biden. And two, because of Donald Trump. They couldn't pick a worse candidate. They had a terrible candidate in 2020. The bottom of the barrel. They scraped the bottom of the barrel and they brought out an old worn out shoe. Joe Biden. Pathological liar who suffers from dementia. They cheated him in with the hope that that destroying America was going to make it better. And Joe Biden obliged, boy. He lived up to the hype. As Obama said, Joe will figure out a way to F it up. And that's what Joe did. And we didn't even need that. But it didn't hurt. And now we've got the comparisons to Trump. And people are looking back on him going, you know what? That guy was pretty good what he did. So now Donald Trump is manning. But now that RFK Jr. is a spoiler recruited by MAGA GOP and propped up by Trump's largest donor. That's what they wrote. You can see it. It's in the New York Post. His Veep-like performance today does nothing to dispel the notion. It only reinforces how deeply unserious his campaign is, says DNC spokesman Matt Corradoni. So they don't think RFK is being serious. Look, I don't care anything about the RFK. I think the Kennedy legacy is a joke. I think the Kennedy family was American royalty for far too long. It went out with JFK, because let me tell you, Teddy and Robert, of course, he was assassinated. But it was a bunch of we were fascinated because this is a family that came from money and power, and they wielded it, even cheating JFK into office. That's what they did. That legacy of the Democratic Party started probably now. I mean, it probably been going on for a long time, but certainly the Kennedy father is the one who got the mafia to help get JFK elected. And what? We expect it to be any different? Because they're Kennedys, Kevin. You know JFK used to, well, he and Marilyn Monroe were an item for a bit while he was married to Jackie. Oh, that's supposed to give him credibility. That he hung out with the Rat Pack and mobsters and he messed around with a bunch of, Hollywood starlets? That generally doesn't make you a good president. We will have a man on the moon by June. That's what Kennedy said. I give him credit for some of that. I give him credit for the forward thinking of America. But I'll never forget, because the Kennedys weren't, John F. Kennedy in the Senate, man, he was not for black folks. He met with MLK and sort of changed his mind a bit. But you know who changed his mind completely? The Russians. Kennedy goes over there and talks about, you need to tell your, you treat your people better. And the Russians said, really, you want to talk? Look at how you treat your blacks, your black people. You, before you talk to me, you talk about your blacks. And Kennedy came back here and went, he's right. I think it was Khrushchev who told him that. So, you know, look, the Kennedy's got a legacy. The Democrats have to respect that legacy because they consider themselves Kennedy Democrats. So let me ask you this. Who do you think moves the needle more? A Kennedy in moving Democrats as a Kennedy Democrat, or do Republicans go, you know that Kennedy? I tell you what, I really like what he's doing on the vaccines, and I don't like that Donald Trump, so I think I'm going to go support Kennedy. I don't know any true Republicans that looked at Kennedy, a guy who left the Democratic Party, now declares himself an independent, still has all those left-leaning tendencies, and they say, well, you know, we don't really have a champion on our side, so I better go look at this Kennedy guy. But I know a lot of Democrats who are going, you know what, that Joe Biden is bat guano crazy. He's crazy. I don't want any more of him. They do so that Kennedy has significant support against Biden. That's what the polls are showing. And now there's an inside thing with the Democrats are going, we gotta do something. We gotta make it appear as though he's more associated with Trump than he is with whatever. And so they're trying, boy. Woo. Kennedy cited a 50-state poll conducted by Zogby that indicated that he would win in a two-way race against both Biden and Trump. I had a chuckle when I saw the Trump piece. What's this guy thinking? In a survey which polled over 26,000 people, Kennedy won 367 electoral votes to Biden's 171. Against Trump, JFK barely obtained the magic number of 270 electoral votes. Yeah, let me just tell you what that was. That was a paid poll by Kennedy. But what it did show is that he can beat Joe Biden. See, that's what it dictated. And that's what makes the Democrats just can't handle it. You can't handle the truth because they don't want that. Yeah. In the Trump-Biden rematch, they say the 45th president knocks off his successor 294 to 244. So in other words, if Kennedy's out of the picture, Trump beats Biden by 50 electoral votes, according to Zogby. Well, I think it's worse than that for the Democrats. We're going to get into some inflation numbers and U.S. production and stuff like that. Oh, goodness gracious, it does not bode well for Biden. Ooh. It is ugly. Ugly numbers. And it ain't this. I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more. It won't get any better for Joe Biden. I don't look at the news. I look at indicators. I'm looking two quarters down and trying to figure out what could he possibly do to improve the economy or whatever. Yesterday or the other day, the stock market has battled back. It was 50 points up. 50 points after falling 500 points. The stock market has battled back. It's recovering. And I'm thinking, since when? It's not recovering. Ridiculous. Anyway, we get back. We're going to talk about these numbers this month.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, hey, the stock market is not having a whole lot of bad impact on a few companies. You ready for this one? Pfizer reported first quarter revenue that beat expectations and hiked its full year profit outlook. I'm shocked. Benefiting from its broad cost-cutting program and strong sales of its non-COVID products. So let me tell you what Pfizer was able to do with all that newfound booty that they got from Joe Biden. Biden's booty is what we should be calling it. They were able to de-emphasize the COVID products, which, of course, people are going, I don't want them. And now they put a whole bunch of marketing into all their other stuff. Now they say the company now expects to book adjusted earnings of $2.15 to $2.35 per share for the fiscal year, up from its prior guidance of $2.05 to $2.25. Pfizer reiterated its previous revenue forecast of $58.5 billion and $61.5 billion, which first outlined in mid-December. This company went from essentially, not a big deal, to being one of the largest companies in the world, certainly in the United States, over one scamdemic. The pharmaceutical giant said its new profit guidance accounts for its confidence in its business and its ability to slash cost. Pfizer said it's on track to deliver $4 billion in savings by the end of the year. So while Pfizer is cost-cutting and understanding that, hey, the gravy train doesn't last forever, Joe Biden is growing government. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hope you look at this economy and start looking at where you can put your money. And if you do decide to do it, I'm going to give you my gold, guys. Recently added, a couple months ago, Genesis Gold Group. Go to KJ Gold now, and you can get all the reports and the things to understand how you can have physical gold as an asset and move your IRA over to that and have physical gold. No longer paper, no greenbacks, physical gold, which is shooting through the roof. $2,300 per ounce and going up. I'm predicting gold could go during if when Trump gets reelected, not if, when. Gold will probably go to $3,000 an ounce. That's what I'm betting. I happen to own some. And I got it at $1,200, I think, an ounce. I was ecstatic one time. When it got to $1,800, I remember going, "Woo! My gold is going up." Now it's $2,300. And I think it's going to get to $3,000. But hey, investments, risky. Not telling you to do it, but telling you what I do. Let's shift back to this economy. So this is from CNBC. It is clear that broad-based consumer pressures persist around the world. This is from McDonald's CEO Chris Kempinski. He says consumers continue to be even more discriminating with every dollar that they spend as they face elevated prices in the day-to-day spending. Now, I told you the other day, my son, true story, Smashburger. We ordered Smashburger, a burger, another burger, and French fries. No drinks. $40. One order of fries. It was the fries, just so you know, the fries were $4.49. That's what you pay for a burger. They weren't supersized. In fact, when we got them, we looked at each other like, is this really enough to split? But yeah, I was trying to be frugal. I didn't order drinks because, you know, drinks are a ripoff. $2 and something for 16 ounces, whatever. If I drink it at home, it's a quarter. So I didn't order drinks. One order of fries because I didn't think I wanted a full. We were like, ah, you know, it's an adder. Just a burger. $40. Go to McDonald's. If you're a family of four and you go to McDonald's, if you can't get out of there, I'm going to make you a bet. Unless you do the dollar value menu. Do they even still have that? Unless you do that, there's no way a family of four gets out of McDonald's for less than $50. Yeah. These are not gourmet burgers. These are burgers made fast. I mean, machines can make them. You know where we're headed. Sticky inflation is what they call it. The sticky inflation has created a dark cloud over how everyday Americans perceive the health of the economy. Again, this is CNBC, folks. These are not my words. Consumer confidence in April hit its lowest level since mid-2022 as high prices remain top of mind. So it was low in 2022. It dipped even more. Worker pay has continued rising as evidenced by first quarter employment cost statistics released this week. But so, too, have prices paid by the typical consumer, biting into the extra income from those higher wages. I remember Melissa said, oh, I got a 2% bump in something. And she goes, does it even pay for the added insurance that we had? I was like, I'm not surprised. You get the good news of, hey, you're getting a raise. You're going to get $17 more per paycheck. But it's going to cost you $40 more per paycheck for your prescription meds or whatever. The rate of inflation, they write, has fallen significantly. The Consumer Price Index, which is a broad basket of goods and services, rose at an annual rate of 3.5% compared with the same month a year ago. So it's still rising, but they make it sound like, oh, but the rate of inflation is falling. But the consumer price index rose. So it doesn't matter that inflation's falling. The consumer price index went up. The price of goods and services. I don't even see. That seems counterintuitive. Anyway, they go on. That's far below the 40-year high of 9.1% in the mid-2020s, but remains above the 2% goal set by the Fed. So at one point, we had 9.1% inflation. The Fed said, well, we're going to set a goal that it will only go up another 2% above the 9, just so you know. But it went up 3.5%. So again, the experts gave us a number, 2. It went up to 3.5. So they were easily, 75% off the number, but they're experts. Have you missed something by 75% and been called an expert? They said, isn't that tenacious? 3.5% annual growth is souring economic sentiment. Even after a period of, they admit this, runaway inflation, prices don't actually fall. That's a problem for McDonald's and a host of other firms serving customers who are feeling sticker shock. They said, at McDonald's, that was evidenced by same store sales growth coming in slightly below Wall Street expectations. And Kapinski said that they have to be laser focused on affordability to bring diners in. This is one of the least expensive places you're supposed to be able to eat. And they're struggling. Can't get people to come in. He said 3M also said that continued softness in consumer discretionary spend is a problem. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. a time when America was at war over the right to own slaves, a time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Illegal immigration has become a major issue. Joe Rogan commented about what AOC said about illegal immigration as it pertains to climate change. Here's that comment.
Did you hear what AOC said? She said the people that are they're coming in to this country, that most of them, it's because of climate change.
I didn't hear that one.
It's amazing. It is straight out of South Park.
Oh, my gosh.
It's straight out of South Park.
Wow.
Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm like waiting, like, oh, like,
oh,
is the there more?
Is the climate change more than I know? Do you know something I don't know? Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
The best are those clips. I just saw one on Instagram the other day from, like, 1985, where a newscaster is, I think it might have even been black and white, and she's saying, The climate change scientists tell us that we may only have 10 years before the Earth is destroyed. 1992 is going to be the year.
Yeah.
And then whoever made this clip, they juxtaposed her clip with one from Bernie Sanders saying the exact same thing with a different date, you know, how many decades later.
That voice you heard was Tulsi Gabbard. She's got a nice voice, doesn't she? Tulsi Gabbard, and she's showing you that look at the lies of the left. They tell a lie 3 decades ago, then they'll tell it 2 decades ago, then they'll tell it 1 decade ago, then they'll tell it new, and they pardon me, they look at it as if it's fresh. Oh, the world is going to end in a decade. We're all going to be gone. Let's repose money in climate change. And it's to the point where I say to conservatives and Republicans, when do you push back? Who's making the things the ridicule? Like Tulsi Gabbard said, I saw a meme or something like that. Or somebody did a video. Why are we bludgeoning the airways with, look at them 5 decades, 10 decades, five, you know, 3 decades ago, saying the same lies? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Just starting to get my energy back. I got my Verve spray vitamins right here. I'm looking at my energy portion of it. If you go to VerveSprayVitamins.com and you use the code ACTION, you get a discount on them. But let me tell you, energy level was low because I got sick. I was on the road. Somebody got me sick. Probably CIA or NSA. You know how they are. Anyway, they got me sick. And I had to get my energy level up. So I spray a little bit inside the cheek. Veteran-owned company, made in the USA, and I hope you'll get a recurring subscription. Action when you go to VerveSprayVitamins.com. So we got all these crazy people like AOC, and you know where they've been educated? College campuses. What are you looking at college right now? A level of idiocy you've never seen in your life. In the old days when they were protesting against the war, you got it. What war are they protesting against? They're protesting because of, for climate change, global climate change? They're protesting because they hate Trump. They're protesting because terrorists aren't allowed to go attack innocent citizens in Israel. They're protesting because they hate Jews. They don't know why, but they just do. They're protesting because they hate conservatives. They don't know why. They just do. Protests on campuses all over America, created by leftists, created by Joe Biden. This particular protest, Joe Biden is the granddaddy of it, if not the daddy. And you know how it is in the Biden family. He could be the daddy and the granddaddy. I ain't saying nothing, Ashley. But anyway, Joe Biden's the granddaddy and the daddy of this whole thing. Excuse me. He's the granddaddy. Funding terrorism, but pretending that he likes Israel. Oh, no, no, we support Israel. No, he doesn't. He's given more money to Ukraine, who's not even a member of NATO or anywhere on our protection list, than he's given to partners, than he's given to the Marine Corps, than he's given to the homeless here in America. You name it. Why is he doing that? I have a theory that Joe Biden's doing it because Ukraine's got him by the naughty bits. They're saying, if you don't give us money, we will continue to extort you. We will extort you. We'll expose you. So Biden fights for it. And his people have to fight for it because they can't be exposed. If Joe Biden's exposed, all of them are exposed. They don't want you to know that. The union worker was interviewed in New York, and you know what he said? F Biden. I've been meaning to talk about it. Did we play the clip? Doesn't matter. It was short. They asked him, what do you think of Joe Biden? He go, F Joe Biden. He said, F Biden. Union guy. See, these are all the signs. Look at these kids. Joe Biden is giving away money. It's a gravy chain train. Illegal, unconstitutionally giving money to art students. Well, they didn't get the degree that they wanted. Hey, your degree is in art. That's a rare degree to get anything out of it. You got to create your own. If you're an artist, you better learn a craft. It's like me. When I was in engineering school, I wanted to be like a performer. I really did. I just knew. I was like, man, I want to be a performer. And in fact, I was doing stand-up comedy, and they would go, well, Kevin, why do you do it the way you do? Why don't you just hit? I go, I don't want to do it poor. If I get an engineering degree, I can do what I want to do, and then when I finally make it, I'll just do my own. I'll go do my own tour, which is exactly what I'm doing. Now, I'm no Dave Chappelle. I'm not getting that kind of notoriety. My comedy's just as funny, in my opinion. But I don't get that kind of notoriety, but that's okay. I made a living. How many Dave Chappelles are there? One. Dave rolled the dice, and he's a talented guy. He did it. And it isn't a matter of guts. It's just, I said, I'll take a different route. For the record, I might be as big as Dave. I got time. There's still time. But I didn't get an art degree. I got a degree that was going to pay me money. Now, look, go to school. Get your art degree. If that's going to help you improve your art, great. But you got to do it and say, okay, now I'm going to go work. You know, I don't know, whatever. Go work at Michael's? Go put your art to work somewhere. But you may not make it. You know, you may not be the next Picasso. There's only one Picasso. Anyway, these kids don't know what they want. They've never faced strife. I was thinking about my youngest, not that the older ones have any, you know, they didn't go to NOM or anything either. But I'm just saying, my youngest son, life, even the differential between him and his brothers, life is so dramatically easier for him even. And I see these kids, and I'm telling you, parents, you're doing the best you can, but these kids, they don't get it. They don't know what strife is. And so their meter between 0 to 60 is like a quarter of an inch long. You know, for us to go from 0 to 60, you know, we're like, it's a long, you know, take out a yardstick. These guys, man, you could set them off with anything. Melissa was telling me there was a lady waiting in a waiting room, and they had the piped-in music playing. And some lady got triggered by one song on the in that particular rotation. So the business took down the rotation, because the reason why it came up, Melissa was talking to the girl about the music, and the girl was kind of falling asleep. You know, like, yawning. And Melissa said, you might ought to put on a little bit more upbeat. And the girl said, we used to have a track, like a sex, I don't know what you call it, but a playlist. that was more upbeat. But this one lady got triggered in the waiting room, so the owner of this of the place took it down. And I said, I would, if I were the owner of the place, I wouldn't have taken it down. I would have said, hey, if you get triggered, go outside, put on some headphones. This isn't for you. It isn't about you. But we placate. That's what we've become as a society. We're willing to placate that. Unbelievable, man, that we allow this to happen. Anyway, back to the problem at hand here. You have an economy that is bursting at the seams from Bidenflation. There is nothing good at this point for Joe Biden, nothing he can point at. And as I told you in this broadcast and many others, nothing where they will be able to point anything. But the media won't stop pretending that Joe Biden is the Messiah. He's bringing, making everybody's dreams come true on paper. But see, Americans know differently. They feel it. Let me ask you this question. I'm curious. Have any of your lefty friends confided in you? Have any of them come to you and said, man, I got to say, Joe Biden, he's whooping my butt. His economy is rough. Have any of your lefty friends done this, said this? Because I believe you have one or two that have. Or they've given you some signs that they're shifting. I can tell you, I've talked to many of my friends. I ask them this question because I really want to know. I think almost all of us have somebody. I know somebody that shifted. But I know four other people that said, yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was very surprised. He brought it up, or she brought this up. Or there was a conversation and they go, well, Joe Biden. And they were like, yeah, you know, I'm beginning to think. Yeah. So it's not this, oh, but I hate Donald Trump. Yeah. It's not that. They're not pushing back like they were. Trump was on the stump in Michigan. And the dude was on point. We don't have time to play it. We'll play it coming into the next segment. But man, was he on point. You know what I called it when I heard this next segment of Donald Trump? I said, this is the speech that guaranteed Donald Trump gets elected. Now, you may think differently. I don't think you will, but you might. But this was powerful, and it's the right message for the right time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump on the stump keeps uttering these powerful words, these words that are going to change the course of the election. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump is already ahead. He was going to win. But when he stays on point, when he's undaunted, when he sticks to the message and he doesn't veer, he doesn't change his mind, he doesn't change course, that's when people go, that's the guy I'll support. He's winning them over. We'll play this clip in just a second. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Real quickly, the Flick Fest is going public. We're getting the paperwork all put together. I got to tell you, the pro forma on this company is amazing. We're already getting slates from films that we're going to be creating, TV shows, getting inputs from filmmakers all over the country. We're getting scripts. We are going to blow this thing out. We're going to make a new version of Hollywood that goes back, that harkens back to the days of lore where storytellers were king. Yeah, we've got all the special effects capabilities and all that. We just negotiated a deal with a studio out of Florida. Beautiful place where they'll be doing a lot of our production work. But we're going to have multiple facilities that we rent until we buy. And it's something special. And you know what? Everybody I bring it up to says, Kevin, I'm in. So I'm hoping you are as well. I'm hoping many of my Backstage Club members decide to become investors in the Flick Fest. I'm hoping, in fact, you know what we may do? I may provide double what the Backstage Club folks do with the. So in other words, you'll get two for one. We'll have to figure it out. I got to see if I can do it with the SEC, how we can do it on the stock side. But that's coming up. And the other thing is the Backstage Club is almost complete. I thought it would be done today, in fact. It may very well be. But when it cuts over, I'll let everybody know. Those of you who have donated to us, you're going to get an email from me. Be sure to check spam to make sure you get it. And some of you, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you physically and say, it's up, it's running, go check it out. I'd like your inputs. So hope you join the Backstage Club. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check it out. You know, look, decide if you want to join. These are my recurring donors, $20 a month, $25 a month. One of them's 20 for the Warriors and 25 for the Backstage Club. You can do more on Backstage Club. And I will do something if you're a $100 donor, recurring donor on the Backstage Club. I will do more for you on the stock. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'll figure it out. Anyway, let me move on because we were talking about Trump on the stump. And he said the words that I think are starting to resonate with people all over the country. This is what's winning Trump, the independents. He's winning them, the youngsters. It's winning them, the black vote. And here it is.
And we had the safest border in the history of our country, and now we have the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been a border like it. Crooked Joe Biden, in his horrible way, it's just he's made our country a dumping ground. In Venezuela, violent crime is down 67% because they took their criminals and their gang members and their drug dealers and they moved them into the United States of America, and their crime is now down 67%. That's a beauty. And right here in Michigan, your state is being torn up to pieces with migrant crime. It's a new term, migrant crime. 3 months ago, an illegal alien criminal was sentenced in Kent County for executing a 22-year-old Grand Rapids woman while she was in the car with her one-year-old baby, shooting her at least four times in the head with a rifle at point blank range while the killer was, and he was wanted all over the world. He couldn't get in during the Trump administration, but like everybody else, he just walked in during the Biden administration, killed this woman viciously and violently. In Oakland County, organized squads of illegal alien gang members, and they are taking over. The only thing good about them is they make our criminals look like nice people, okay? These are rough people. They're hiding in the bushes, breaking into rural and suburban homes after dark, looting them for jewelry, purses, electronics, watches, cash. You know better than I do. That's in Oakland, but it's all over your state. It's all over almost every street. And last week in St. Joseph's County, an illegal alien was charged with breaking into a Michigan home and sexually assaulting two young girls while threatening to kill them if they screamed or tried to escape. When I return to the White House, we will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of the American suburbs, cities, and towns. We're going to stop it cold. We will immediately end all sanctuary and deadly sanctuary cities. I will shift massive portions of federal law enforcement to immigration enforcement, and we will impose a naval blockade on the cartels because when we clean up the land, they come in by sea, and they have plenty of money to do it. We will put the cartels out of business. They will be out of business, and quickly. And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
I love it. Trump came out in 2016 and said, we're going to plug that border up. You got illegals coming over, criminals, fentanyl, terrorists, etc. We're going to close that border down. Since then, they have absolutely opened it up a spigot. They know what they're doing. It is intentional. They want to ruin this country. They want to brown it. I was on a radio show the other day. I said, outside of a few pockets like in Wisconsin or Minnesota, show me where it's so lily white that you can't live. Maybe Stowe, Vermont or Idaho. But are you kidding? Go to any big city. In fact, go to a big city in Idaho. Go to a big city in Vermont. Go to a big city in New Hampshire. The biggest cities in any of these towns. And you know what you'll find? Generally speaking, an overpopulation of blacks in terms of the blacks per capita. Then go to the Democrat cities. Go to Chicago. Go to Baltimore. Go to Cleveland. Go to Houston. Go to Atlanta. Go to New Orleans. You know what you find? Blacks are 300-400% the population of the national average of blacks. I don't see anybody talking about whitening the cities. A lot of people should, because it would certainly make a lot of them safer. This is insanity. Well, I don't know how we put up with this stuff. Biden is in a heaping mound of trouble, folks, and it ain't going to stop, because people like me are not going to stop. I don't think you're going to stop. They want us to see Biden from slipping, so they put people in front of him, you know, so Secret Service, a bunch of Secret Service, so you don't see him walking like he looks like Mr. Burns on whatever that show was, Homer Simpson, The Simpsons. It's amazing the cover-up. What they're willing to do to get this absolute abject clown back into office. U.S. worker productivity growth slowed in the first quarter, resulting in a surge in labor cost. They said, but the trend in productivity remains solid. Non-farm productivity, which measures hourly output per worker, increased at 0.3%. You want to know why the annualized rate of hourly workers increased 0.3%? Because there are fewer of them. More of them are having to do, fewer people are doing more work. The government said, I love this, you ready? The government said on Friday, corrected productivity data from 2019 to 2023 due to a computation error. Who do you think the error helped or hurt? If you say, Kevin, I wonder did the error, I'm going to guess here, hurt Donald Trump? Of course it did. Did it help Joe Biden? Well, of course it did. Productivity advanced at a 2.9% pace from a year ago. Economists are keeping an eye on productivity to gain how quickly labor costs can rise without reigniting inflation. That is hysterical. They want you to believe inflation's gone. It's been snuffed out. Well, we don't want to do anything to reignite it. And here's what they said. Labor costs and inflation surged in the first quarter. What? There's gambling in the casino. So the Federal Reserve kept its benchmark overnight interest rate unchanged, 5.25% to 5.5%, where it's been since July. Now the Fed has become political. They can't, don't raise it, don't raise it. Will you please lower it? Please. Here's what they said. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, in recent months, inflation has shown a lack of further progress towards our 2% objective. Since March of 2022, the U.S. Central Bank has raised its policy rate by 525 basis points. What it's telling you is that 5.25% increase in interest rates since Joe Biden, since 2022, for the record. Nothing is getting better under Joe Biden. Nothing. But somehow they want you to believe he's doing better. You know, he's closing the gap. Donald Trump better worry. If you take out cheating, the majority of the people that I know and the people listening to this show, you know we would win. You would have zero fear. Cheating is the only way they can do it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.